Okay, and that takes us into the presentation of Tax Incremental District Number 5, Project Planning.
All right, so thank you for letting me kick this off. I'll be introducing the folks that are going to do most of the presentation, but I just wanted to, there's an immense amount of interest in this project and in how we're gonna be project planning for the city. And we really wanted to take this opportunity to make sure that the community knows, council knows, you know, basically our 1 to 3 year immediate plans that relate to TID 5. And we wanna make sure that we are communicating often, communicating out, and letting the community know what we're doing so that we can work alongside them and then also not work on top of each other. Because oftentimes it's, you don't realize, you know, We Energies is gonna be here and here at the same time, or you're gonna be there. So we're really working on a full scope. So a lot of work has gone into this presentation that we'll do tonight. It was in the packet, we'll post it online. We'll also link to this presentation, and we want to make sure people are able to get to this link, so we'll link like where you can start in the video so you don't have to sit at home and listen to, you know, the full council meeting if you don't want to do all of that listening. But it does take a lot of work to condense a presentation like this down into like 25 minutes. It's very easy to do a long presentation, so I do applaud the staff and our consultants for working with us on that so that we can give a broad scope of what it is. So I kind of wanted to be the disclaimer for the project. You know, we're not gonna solve all the project problems tonight. We don't have all the exact numbers that everything will cost, but what we are doing is letting you know what projects are getting done and what are the immediate projects that are going to impact the community. So it's like the one to three years. We had Grafe here last going through that DOT plan of what's going to be done right now and the roads, the turning. So we're really trying to just communicate that out so folks know. What tonight isn't, it's not an action item. You aren't gonna vote on anything. It's informational only. And we appreciate the input that we got. This was presented at Public Works last week. And we did get some feedback, which we try to incorporate within our comments since that time. So we appreciate the feedback we've had from some of the community, some of the community groups, and the council. And this is obviously not a final discussion. So all of these projects will move through the process like as a normal project. City staff isn't going to be making the decision on, you know, this is the scope of this project. These will come through. We've identified them, and then they'll come through the process through Public Works and then to council like any other normal project would. So we don't have a blank check, unfortunately, or fortunately. And then this also is a way to engage with the community so that you all can, you know, share it with your friends or family or whoever's interested, and then they can solicit to the economic development inbox, which I manage, and we can make sure we're getting those answers to the community. We'll talk about the partnerships that we have, but I think the council knows I interact a lot with the county, the town, Sockville, our friends groups, Main Street, the county, and we're trying to make sure that we're reaching to all of those groups. We have a couple slides on that later, which I'll go into a little bit more at that time. But we're really excited to present this to you. We're excited to pull this all together. And I'd like to then introduce, we have Ben Wood from Strand & Associates. Strand has been working with us for many years, so they are very knowledgeable on our systems. Ben will be doing most of the speaking. And we also have Aaron Grohl from Kapoor Engineers. He'll take a piece in this. And then we have Roger and Rob, who will have some speaking points from our resident experts, city engineer, and public works. So without further ado, I will let him come up and get connected. And then we will ask you just to hold the questions till the end, and then we'll try to answer those that we didn't capture in the presentation.
Thank you, Melissa. So we'll consolidate our questions and we'll wait until it's over. All right.
And we're hoping we can get the system to work the entire time.
Yep.
Not the last three strands.
Okay, thank you for that introduction, Melissa. Thank you, staff and council, for being with us tonight. This will be, as Melissa indicated, very similar to what was presented last week at the Public Works Committee. Happy to share it with the rest of the council here tonight. What we will cover is an overview briefly of the TID project plan that kind of sets the basis for all of the projects. The next major item will be all of the specific upcoming projects covering a variety of topics within those. We'll kind of go through an overview map and then individual project sites, talking about the need and the thought process that went into each of those. While we'll step through that in kind of a map and a need orientation toward the end of the presentation, there is a project index before we wrap up with a summary. So for the TID project plan overview, this is a developer financed TID, which means that the developer is at risk for the project cost, and this is established in the already recorded development agreement. Approximately $180 million of city-led TID projects are identified in the approved TID project plan for TID number 5, as established by Ehlers and shown here. The basis of the need for those specific projects covers a few categories: expanded service area, redundancy and resiliency, and capacity. What we're going to go through specifically tonight are approximately $100 million of those city-led projects. And again, that is the near-term forecast of project needs. And toward the end, we'll kind of address where are the balance of those projects and why aren't those being discussed in detail tonight. This map represents an overview of the project sites. It may be familiar to some of you as we've talked about specific other water or sewer system planning needs, but I wanna break this down as kind of the foundation for the need for a lot of these projects. TID 5 covers the Vantage site. The south portion, which is being developed right now, is shown in yellow. The north portion, for which there is no imminent site-specific development plan, is shown in the pink. The Connellsville obligation area, which is a part of the town of Port Washington, is shown in blue. And then local adjacent lands are shown in green. The need to consider these local adjacent lands shown in green was prompted by the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission that encouraged the city to think about what lands might attach themselves to municipal utilities once utilities are run this far north to TID number 5. So there is no obligation to serve those areas in green, but the Southeastern Regional Planning Commission wanted us to be prepared for that in the event it did happen. Shown here is an overview map of all of the TID 5 city-led projects that we'll be discussing tonight. And we'll break down each of these kind of on a case-by-case basis. But I wanted to point out the various project categories as Melissa talked about. Grafe was before you at the last meeting talking about some of the DOT and intersection improvement projects. We're covering the city-led projects shown here. And as a note, the city-led projects all start with a project number such as 26-1 or 26-2. That is the construction start year that is planned. And then of course we understand these projects don't exist in a vacuum. You also have your normal capital improvements within the city, and we're aware of the need to coordinate those. Schedule drivers for the TID 5 projects include site occupancy and the city's obligations to Connellsville. Melissa, you wanna touch a little bit on city coordination?
So we realize that the city touches so many organizations. So this project will touch every corner of this city. It'll touch every corner of Ozaukee County and beyond that. So one of my goals and one of my missions personally is to make sure that we are communicating. And can I go to the next one? When you think about all of the agencies that the city touches, we have you know, the school district, we have the transportation, so the bus company, we have the county and our, you know, our neighbors. Then we have emergency services, the police department. We have on the waterfront, we have the yacht club, we have charter operations. When we're doing our, you know, our GRAFE program, we realize that the boats that get come out of the town of Port, we have to make sure that they can actually get their boats out to us, and there's like every element of the our operations are impacted. We have the downtown businesses as partners, our economic development, so the county economic development. Then we have We Energies, and then our utilities, and we have tourism, Fish Days, the veterans. Like, we are going to impact everyone. And so our mission here is to take this, you know, the citywide coordination and make sure that we're communicating out. And there is going to be a time that we miss a communication, but our goal is to keep a list going and make sure that when we're doing projects that we're reaching out, or that the groups feel comfortable enough to reach in and say, hey, what about these lights are too low, because we just learned this today, for the charters to get through out from the town of Port Washington. And then we adjust and make sure that they can. So we're going to have misses, but know that we're trying, and know that you can reach in and say, hey, what about if this may impact this run or this walk? We're going to do the best we can, but we have this in our mind's eye while we're doing all this planning. So appreciate it. And next, we will have Aaron Groh from Kapoor, I believe.
Thanks, Melissa. Good evening, everybody. So my role here is just to talk about the projects that we have planned for 2026, and then Ben will come back and speak on the projects thereafter. So this map here shows two blue stars. The southern, or the lower star on the map, is where we completed our work this winter and spring. Completed the utility work. Paving still needs to happen in the next couple of weeks, but at least the utilities have been extended to that southern blue star. And the intent is in 26, and it'll be completed by 2027, is to extend a water main loop up to Lake Drive on the north side of the development, and also to serve Canalsville and the agreement that we have with Canalsville. So with that, I'm going to talk about the specifics of this first project that we have planned in 26. This is 26-1. This starts at the water tower along I-43, runs underneath I-43 up to Mink Ranch Road with water main, extends to the east on Mink Ranch all the way up to Highland Drive, and then it connects into where the project finished this late winter, early spring. And then it also continues up County Trunk Highway KW up to approximately where the boat storage facility is. All right, so that's both sewer and water. Is about 9,000 feet of water, 3,000 feet of sanitary sewer, and then we'll also extend sewer and water services, or laterals, to all of the parcels within Canalsville. The purpose is to continue a loop for water main, and then also to serve the Canalsville obligation area. The schedule is, first line item here is subject to permitting. I'll follow up a little bit more detail in a couple slides from here, but our plans are 90% complete. We plan on bidding. Now it's already the end of April, so we expect on bidding out in May, and this project is expected to take about 4.5 months to complete. 26-2 is a continuation, basically, on County Trunk KW from the boat storage area or facility, north to Lake Drive, and then heads east on Lake Drive to what was that northern blue star two maps ago. That's about 11,000 feet of water main. The intent is to complete looping for the development, and also to serve Canalsville. Again, subject to permitting, which I'll follow up more on the next slide. We're 90% complete with these plans. We'll bid these out in May, and this construction timeline is about 4 months. Key considerations. We had some pre-submittal meetings with both PSC and DNR to make sure that our team and the city staff and the approving agencies are aware of what our next plans are. We talked about specifics. We talked about things that we were looking to do from the city standpoint. And then they also told us some things that they were looking for. And so we're working and collaborating with the agencies to make sure that we're on the same page. We plan on submitting those permit applications to PSC and DNR in the next couple of weeks. Once PSC approval comes in play, the intent is to complete the water main loop up to Lake Drive on the northern end by January of 2027. One of the key components here is phasing. We understand that we're gonna have to run both of these projects, 26-1 and 26-2, concurrently, but we'll make sure that we write into our specifications that both contractors can't be working on KW at the same time. We'll make sure that the southern portion is completed before the northern portion starts. That'll help the businesses, the residents out there, and just in general traffic. Lastly is just a general preliminary detour map. This is similar to the detour that you see out there currently, but we'll finalize this map with our final plans. And once we finalize this map, we'll get that out to the public, make sure that everybody's aware of what the planned traffic changes will be based upon our construction. With that, I'll turn it back over to Ben.
All right, thank you. To carry on with the plan, shown on the slide are utility looping projects that are needed. So I'm gonna start using the laser pointer on the back screen here to kind of help talk through these. So whereas projects 26-1 and 26-2 accomplish a partial loop, the other utility looping projects are needed along the east side up to the north to kind of complete primarily a water main loop. It's important to recognize that we're trying to optimize the projects so that while water main may be the driving need, that while we have that corridor or that roadway torn up, that we also get in the gravity sewer, any force mains in there as well. So project 29-1 is kind of outlined in blue here, and that will include water, sewer, and some force main for the forthcoming lift station, which is shown as project 28-3. And that lift station would actually be kind of generally in this area. Specific site is not picked out yet. And then project 30-1, shown in the brown, would complete the loop of the water main up here. And then again, we would add gravity sewer anywhere we can in the corridor while that area is disturbed. I want to talk about the Connellsville obligation. Connellsville is an unincorporated area within the town of Port Washington. Shown in the figure here is the comprehensive land use plan map for Connellsville. There's an existing city and town agreement that establishes that the city will provide water and sewer to Connellsville and that those areas will remain part of the township. The existing agreement indicates that those water and sewer utilities have to be available for use by the end of 2027. This map shows specifically the projects that will help to accomplish this. I want to take a step back here and point out we have gravity sewer areas and lift station sewer areas. So while Connellsville is shown, all of those lands are shown in blue, there is some light blue hatched area. It's kind of difficult to see, but I'm trying to outline it here. There are some light blue hatched areas. Basically, what we've determined in some preliminary analysis is that the hatched areas will not flow by gravity all the way through these sewers, all the way down to the wastewater treatment plant, and that because of the lay of the land, say at this breakpoint by the boat storage area, gravity sewer would actually flow north to a lift station in this approximate area, and then that would have to get pumped back down into here where then it can flow by gravity. So we've discussed this concept with the town, and what we've moved toward is putting in all of the water mains that we can and gravity sewers within the area where we're putting in water main, and that the lift station area projects that we would delay those beyond 2027 to allow for time to understand what the actual flows would be so that those lift stations can get sized and planned appropriately. It's also important to note that lift stations involve a lot of equipment and electronics that have longer lead times that realistically the construction schedule will just not allow for those projects to be done by the end of 2027. So as Aaron talked about, project 26-1 here will include water main and sewers, and that will also serve Connellsville. And we're adding in project 27-2, which gets water main and sewer along County Highway H. At the end of each of those are anywhere from 1 to 3 properties that won't flow by gravity, but they're existing properties, and the intent is that they get served on individual grinder pumps and small diameter, i.e. 2-inch diameter force mains. That covers the Connellsville West area. The Connellsville East area are these 28-3 and 29-1 projects I talked about. Actually, from this point on Highland Drive right here all the way north, the lay of the land is such that it flows all the way up to a low spot kind of at the top of the map here. That entire area, the sewer will drain to the north, have to get picked up by a lift station, and then pumped in a force main all the way back to Highland Drive where it can kind of get into the existing city system. So I've noted on that project about approximately a year 2030 completion. Again, the purpose for delaying that is twofold. One, just the lead times on lift station components. And two, we want to make sure that we can get some kind of project specific or land use specific planning done so that those lift stations are sized appropriately. This map shows off-site TID improvements, and these break into several categories: sewer conveyance, water distribution, wastewater treatment plant planning, and treatment plant site resiliency. This is an overview of those off-site TID projects. I'm gonna take the next few slides to go through these in more detail. First of all, sewer conveyance. What this project accomplishes, or these projects accomplish, is not only conveying flow from the TID area down, also picking up Connellsville, also accounting for the flows from those green area adjacent lands. There are other local sewers that connect to this interceptor, shown in pink here, sewer. So it's gonna help take on extra wet weather flows and convey those to the plants as well. So the pink project is from Terrace Drive all the way down to the wastewater treatment plant. It's broken up into 3 different bid packages, 27-3, 27-4, and 28-2. So we have kind of breakpoints on the extents of these projects kind of as planned, shown with these couple of dash marks here. Just know that those might change a little bit, but our intent and staff's intent is to keep in mind the potential disruption to local residents, users of the interurban trail. For example, project areas that might disrupt the interurban trail, we wanna make sure they all get done in one construction season. Terrace Drive, that gets done in one construction season. We know this is going to be a disruption to people, and we just wanna be cognizant of trying to coordinate that and minimize that to the extent practical. Another capacity increase project is 28-1. That's the Jackson Street Sewer Interceptor. That project's also going to upsize the diameter of that pipe and is critical to help convey wet weather flows due to inflow and infiltration, or what we call shorthand INI. Water distribution upgrades. This map shows your existing water distribution system, which has 2 pressure zones. The purple area is the low pressure zone, and that's inclusive of the water treatment plant. That's where all of the water produced is first pumped. And then there's the high pressure zone shown in green, where water is repumped up to the higher elevations within the city so that everyone has appropriate pressure. Most of Vantage and Connellsville areas are in the high pressure zone, meaning all of that water has to get repumped from the low pressure zone up to the high pressure zone. Project 27-1 is a new consolidated booster station facility. So right now, shown on the border of the low zone and the high zone are these 2 existing booster stations, the Oakland and the Sunset stations. A new consolidated booster station would be built that has all of the capacity as the existing two stations combined, plus enough capacity for the added service area. This is a critical need because Oakland and Sunset stations are beyond their useful life. The equipment is aged, and the existing stations have actually experienced a failure. That's why this one we would like to advance as quickly as possible. Treatment plant planning. This map shows the overall planning area for the wastewater treatment plants. This is the proposed sanitary sewer service area. So on the north side of that, you can see kind of the TID project site and adjacent lands, but I wanted to show the entire city extent because there are also some areas toward the west of the existing system extents kind of moving towards Saukville that are being accounted for in wastewater treatment plant planning. The service area includes, again, Vantage, Connellsville, other known growth within the city, and then some projects kind of toward the border. A facility plan is currently underway, and the intent of that is to proactively forecast the project needs at the wastewater treatment plant so that as we monitor the increase in flows to the plant, the projects are completed ahead of the time that we kind of forecast that capacity being needed. The sanitary sewer service area plan is being conducted by SewerPAC. That establishes the service area relative to neighboring utilities. Quite specifically, we participated along with city staff and Saukville staff and staff from SewerPAC to discuss which lands are more appropriate to be served by the city of Port Washington, which ones are to be served by Saukville, and that's accounted for in this map. Planned projects will only be implemented as the flows are realized. And then real briefly on the water treatment plant, the existing capacity is adequate for the actual usage, which is less than the planning requests that came from Vantage. The actual site-specific plans have actually resulted in a reduced forecasted capacity for the site. Treatment plant site resiliency. So shown in the middle here are projects 28-5 and 27-5. Note that, as hopefully most of you know, the drinking water plant and the wastewater treatment plant are on a common site at the lakefront. There's been some, as was talked about earlier today, some bluff failures north of the wastewater treatment plant site. In the past, Valley Creek has been problematic and has caused some flooding at the drinking water treatment plant. Project 27-5 is the Valley Creek restoration, for which an overview is shown here on the right. That design is in progress, and the intent is to start bidding out that work in 2027. That will help mitigate the flooding at the plant. Some bluff stabilization is planned along with the wastewater treatment plant facility plan that is ongoing. That work is slated to start in 28 or 2029. It's critical to understand that this isn't expected to include bluff stabilization much north of the stairway that's going down from the upper to the lower portion where some of the failures have occurred. Rather, the intent behind this is that if a capacity increase is needed at the wastewater treatment plant, that means there needs to be a footprint expansion of that plant to accommodate new or expanded processes. And one of the options being considered, or one of the alternatives being considered, is expanding into the bluff, further stabilizing the bluff, building a retaining wall, et cetera. The wastewater treatment plant facility plan that's ongoing needs to be completed first to choose what the best alternative is. One of those alternatives is bluff work. While this slide shows the project index for all of the city-led projects, so whereas the previous maps kind of showed a color-coded outline and name tag for each of these projects, this shows each of those projects kind of in a line item order. It actually includes a little more of a breakdown of the projects. So this kind of pumpkin yellow or orange color here is all project 26-1, and it describes the various segments of water and sewer, et cetera. And that's the case for all of the projects on here. So if you would like to read more about the specific extents of a project, that can be found here in the project index. Of course, like I mentioned, we understand that the city of Port Washington has all of its normal capital improvement needs within the city. And it's important to know that coordination between our consultant team and city staff is ongoing. We actually meet together on a weekly basis, and one of the kind of rolling topics discussed is coordination of each of these projects on a case-by-case basis. So as Melissa opened with, just know that we recognize and it's important to us to coordinate these to be as efficient as possible. So in summary, this presentation is intended to provide the background for specific forthcoming project plans and decisions. Approximately $100 million of city-led TID5 projects are anticipated in the next 5 years, the financing of which is provided by the developer. Extensive project coordination is ongoing. This is between projects, between governments and departments, the community and organizations. This overall plan will be revised as actual projects progress. And with that, we would like to go ahead and open it up for any questions.
Questions? Mr.
Sure, I'll go first. We talked about the bluff stabilization work. I mean, I guess, Rob, would it behoove us at all to consolidate some of that work further north? I mean, can we consolidate some of that work with work further north? Do we need to start making decisions now in time for 27, 28 as a part of this work?
Yeah, I think some of what we're going to discuss in the upcoming months, first of all, is what we want Upper Lake Park to look like on top of the bluff. And then we already have the engineering plans for stabilization of the bluff. And so that depending upon what the sewer pack facilities plan comes back with, we'll kind of inform our decision making going forward on stabilization.
So I just had a question. Are all the upgrades for Vantage in here, is this assuming phase one or does phase two affect?
It's just phase one, which by that I assume you mean the yellow area or the southern part that's kind of under construction right now. It's the project specific to that. So if the north phase, if a site-specific development plan is brought forth for that, it would likely include more water main looping and sewer extension projects.
Ms. Miller?
Yes, so is the stabilization of the bluff helped or is a hindrance because of the wastewater treatment center? Would it be appropriate to think about maybe moving that to maybe make a better structure?
About moving the wastewater plant altogether?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's, I'm glad that you brought that up. So the wastewater treatment plant facility plan is ongoing right now, and we expect to be done with that toward the end of this calendar year. It will consider all types of big picture alternatives for that site, one of which will be considering moving the plants altogether. So I'm glad that you brought that up.
Also, anybody that's in the Canalsville area or any of the areas that will now have water are not going to be forced to take the water. That will be their choice, the homeowner's choice, as to whether or not they choose to participate in our water sewer systems.
That's a good question, and what I'll say to that is that's a policy decision kind of between the leaders and the Public Service Commission will have something to say about that also. What I will tell you is that the town chair for Port Washington, for the town of Port Washington, has actually gone door to door to talk to people to garner interest, and for those that are interested in connecting right away, Aaron has taken that into account as he's planning those projects.
That is, however, a town responsibility, correct? Not a city of Port Washington responsibility, because that was our understanding from the beginning.
Right.
Okay.
I just wanted to be clear that we're not forcing them to do anything.
Nope, that's a separate municipality. Other questions? I just have a couple of things. One of them was same as Ms. Miller there with the KW hookup process with the town, just to make sure that that's clear. One of the pieces that I'm going to ask that as you're developing and doing the different projects along KW and then LL, that could you please make sure to communicate very proactively with Johnson Bus? I had a conversation with them yesterday, and just if they can have a 2-3 week kind of run of this is when this is going to be closed, et cetera. Obviously, post Memorial Day, it should not be as big of an issue, but sure. Summer school transportation, et cetera. And that's been working very, very well. The other thing is the thoughtfulness that you have put in place here. I want to just applaud, and I know it's what you do, but like on our end of, hey, we're going to start the south end of the project first before moving to the north, not shutting those down, coordinating with multiple contractors, just being thoughtful for our neighbors and that flow of traffic. Lots of people shoot up H and KW to get to Belgium and then head to work in Plymouth and Sheboygan and all kinds of other places. So I really appreciate that. One other thing that I wanted to point out too is already we're feeling an impact here. I mean, I think last week and the week before with the rain, it's the first time in a really long time that Valley Creek did not surge, tons of trees down. I mean, Salt Creek was huge. So you can already tell the retention, the reduction of different drain tiles on that ag land is already making a difference. So I appreciate your work on that as well. And then the last thing is an expectation I'd like to throw out there, which is that, you know, we work with a team to create a real strong construction calendar that's almost quarterly that goes out with all of these projects so that the community can foreshadow and see this is what's coming, this is when it is. And then even putting out kind of like a next week in Port Washington social media post. So people just are, that's in front of us. So, you know, why the heck is the bike trail closed and where did this come from and how come we didn't know? And I think it's going to be really, really important for us to be as proactive as possible in those communications. So,
Mr. Mayor, I did want to just mention one thing. The interurban trail does come up a lot. And I failed to mention it earlier. That is actually run by the county. They have their own web page and their own Facebook page on when their closures are, and then the closures are done by We Energies. So we won't always know, and we won't be communicating out. We tell everyone to go to that, and we put it on the website, but that is really a trail that's owned by We Energies that lets us use it, and you know, they don't always get a chance to update us, but that website on an urban trail, Andy at the county keeps that updated, so just so the community knows.
Yeah, thank you. I just anything within our purview, let's double down on. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I had. Any other, did that spark anything else? Otherwise,
you're
Mr. Gaspar?
I'd say just, I will presume that the sanitary sewer along the interurban trail in the city, which actually the county does not maintain the portions in the city limit, we do, that I presume the trail will have to be closed for that. We need to make sure that there is public relations through the county with their website and that we get a detour route posted because that trail is very valuable to tourism in the city.
Sure, yep.
Short-term pain, long-term gain, so thank you. All right, well done. Thank you both.
Everyone.